Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. Boy, it's an interesting week this week, Anthony.
You know, I was in my office. I was on hold with the NSA for about a half hour.
Very good.
And I took a break and I went into the cafeteria. And one of our Gun for Hire alumni and Woodland Park Range members, Glenn Gerhard, right? Did I pronounce it right?
Yes, sir.
Glenn happened to stop by the studio. So I finally got through the NSA, and they're a little perturbed at me because I told them my hard drive crashed this morning, and I asked for a backup copy.
You know, I think something weird is going on here.
I'm like, come on, guys. I know you got all my shit backed
it's
up.
It's only a matter of time. You know what I mean? I can hear the zip lines right now on the outside of the building.
I don't care. I had Steve Lonigan in here last Sunday. And we're going to support Steve Lonigan 100% because he's running for state senator in New Jersey, taking the Crypt Keeper seat. He'll probably be running against Cory Booker. So maybe
and
we can start.
You don't think Cory Booker's going to win?
There's 700,000 more registered Democrats than there are Republicans, but there's 1.7 million not registered Republican or
Democrat.
Independent. Oh, undeclared. Shut up, Glenn. You're a guest. Don't correct me.
Now, what about
what
the 1 million gun owners in the state? Do you think any of them would get off their ass and maybe get to the polls?
Ron Sousa came in here last Sunday with his Lonigan petitions. We got 7,000 people to sign. He only needed 1,000 signatures.
Yeah.
He brought it to a trap club a couple miles from here.
Six signatures.
None of them would sign it. I'm not signing. Now everybody don't go on that list. And they're not going to take our shotguns away. Nobody would effing sign it. Okay? Then we wonder why we're in trouble because of these FUDs.
Dude, I had a major altercation yet again at Dick's Sporting Goods the other day with the moron behind the counter. Because everybody at Dick's Sporting Goods, I'm not going to say what town it was, but everybody at Dick's Sporting Goods who works behind the gun counter may have a pink card, but ain't a gun guy.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
They're doomed with 3 M's.
So I always carry my Gun for Hire radio cards, and anytime I'm driving by a Dick's, I always happen to make a stop, walk upstairs to the gun department where there's always people hanging around. Nobody really knows what's going on, and everybody's bitching and moaning at how long everything is taking, and I'm saying, welcome to New Jersey, and I'm handing out the cards.
Nice.
This guy, he called the manager again.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't work out, but you know, it's sad because so many people, there was a guy there waiting to buy a shotgun, and he was complaining. Here's the conversation. Guy is buying a shotgun, first-time gun buyer, buying a shotgun, I guess for himself and his wife, who happened to be there. And it was a typical Mossberg, 500 shotgun, so he's using it for home defense. A black gun. Ooh, surprising that they were able to sell it. And he's complaining that he's got his FOID card, right, and that they got to run a background check. Took 18 days, but now the guy behind the counter says, oh, yes, but we're getting back to the instant checks next week. The state called.
Yep.
And he's all excited, right? So the guy's complaining like, oh, dude, I got this card. I had to be fingerprinted. I had my photograph taken. It took me like forever to get this card. And now you got to do another check? The guy behind the counter turns to him and says, well, you could have killed a bunch of people and robbed a bunch of stores in between the time you got this card and now. So I turned to the new guy and I said, hey, new guy. I said, how does it feel to be treated like a criminal for exercising your Second Amendment rights by a moron who's working behind the gun counter who doesn't even own a gun? That's when the manager was called.
Too bad. Yeah. Did you break anything?
I didn't break anything.
Will you reject it?
No, by the manager?
Yeah.
I was asked politely to leave and never to come back.
See, on the way out, I knock shit over. I just keep pushing shit and knocking shit over, but that's my way.
It's just your way.
You know, while you're talking about morons,
yes.
The Blaze picked up the Charles Maynard vote where he didn't know parliamentary procedure.
Nice.
We're hoping Fox News picks it up too, because there was clear violations. Now, believe it or not, the parliamentary procedure they follow is Mason's Rules of Order, which is a little known thing we found out.
In New Jersey. Why should we be
the same? But just so people know, they came in, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Parliamentary Procedure and Robert's Rules of Order, and our art guy is making a commemorative sticker for the inside that's going to say, compliment of New Jersey's 1 million gun owners, Gun for Hire Radio, dear esteemed elected master, excuse me, public master, please have someone read this to you. Okay? So that's what we're going to do. And when I told this to the guys that work for me at the range, they're like, oh, shit, we're all going to jail.
That's it. There goes your
care.
FFL
you know,
right out the window.
I don't care. I need to slap them in the face because,
you know. Somebody's got to do it. Look,
Glenn and I were talking about this earlier. They got away with this shit years ago.
Yes.
But social media.
Yes.
Right, Glenn? They
yep.
can't get away with it anymore.
That's right.
Everybody's taping it and watching it and then looking up to find out what's proper. Plus, remember, years ago, no one showed up for these committee meetings.
Right.
Now we tweet them, we Facebook them, we mass email them. These legislators
and
are used
And still no one shows up for
correct,
them.
Correct. Yeah, you're right. But these legislators are used to getting away with fucking murder.
Yeah.
And
right.
now what's going on
you're
is people we're down there holding our feet to the
yep.
fire. Of course, they're still going to break the rules.
Of course.
You know.
Well, because they are the elected master, the federal overlord.
Christie didn't go to a conservative rally a few nights ago. He went to something with Bill Clinton.
Oh,
when
God.
Will he convert after the election?
It's right after the election.
After the election. So while we're talking about Governor Hindenburg, we have a winner for the caption contest.
Yes.
Okay. And the three captions were, I know it was you, Anthony, who ate my last Twinkie. When the F did we get ice cream? That was my personal favorite.
Mine too.
And you sons of bitches ate that bacon explosion without me.
Yeah,
you
like
just wait. Well, believe it or not, we went through them. And Matt Trimmer, you come in second. Mike Bevilacqua, you come in third. And Robert Morales, you win a I Will Not Comply shirt and a Gun for Hire t-shirt.
Great.
Come down to Woodland Park Range and retrieve it. Or just send me an email, Anthony at Gun for Hire, or Talkback at Gun for Hire Radio, and we'll send it to you. So his caption, Christie with the angry faces, I know it was you who ate my last Twinkie. Okay, it was excellent. It was excellent.
It could also be true.
And that's the Facebook pan. The Facebook fan page, Gun for Hire Radio. Go on
once
and
again
follow
for
us.
Our English speaking audience, please.
The Facebook fan page. I'm sorry, I had that last Twinkie in my mouth.
That's great. I like that. Who doesn't like Twinkies?
I don't know. Maybe. What about yeah, Glenn is skinny. We're gonna kick his ass a little later.
I'm a cookie
for being
guy.
So skinny. Let's talk. Evan Knappen is gonna be having a seminar at the Woodland Park Range. We're working on it now about gun laws and deadly force. But the religious Jewish woman, did you see what Knappen did for her?
Another chalk up in the win column for Evan
They were
Knappen.
Looking at she was looking at felony charges, ladies
yes,
and gentlemen.
She was.
Felony charges, and Knappen got the case thrown out. She was the one that got up and read the Second Amendment at a town meeting, and what did they do? They called the cops, locked her up, and took her guns away.
Wow.
Okay.
What a great country we live in when reading the Constitution can get your ass locked up.
Isn't that something? And basically, this is a woman who's never been in trouble in her entire life. But again, we get down to this statism where they just want to take everything from us.
Yep, they're so stripping them away
Knappen
one by one.
Strikes again. I was on the phone with him yesterday, and we're going to be having a class here. It's going
to
be Jersey laws and use of force with Evan himself teaching it. Coming soon to a theater near you.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it! We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Yes, Attorney General Eric Holder knows about brainwashing and...
Yes.
Not
well,
telling
I told
the
you,
truth.
Eric, Attorney General Eric Holder investigated Attorney General Eric Holder. He didn't find anything wrong.
He didn't find anything wrong. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
It's not rigged.
No.
Real quick, for you listeners out of state that live in middle America, you might not know what sagging means. But New Jersey,
they
California,
know.
If you don't know
they
what
know
sagging means,
Iowa.
It's what these street thugs wear their pants basically past their ass with their boxer shorts up in the air. I don't know how they walk, by the way.
Dates back to the prison times,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's telling other prisoners your ass is accepting. Okay, basically.
And, so this is where this came from?
Yes.
And this is a very popular fashion.
So what you're doing is now instead of looking up to Willie Mays or something, we look up to murders and rapists
right.
and the dregs of society.
Well,
now.
We heard that last week from that young gentleman in Camden who just absolutely couldn't wait to go to jail.
Remember,
so he could pick up chicks.
Isn't that great? It's because he needs to have that prison rep on
him.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, Wildwood is the first Jersey Shore beach town that passed a law
great
where
town.
You can't have sagging. And they'll write you a ticket, which means they'll raise a lot of revenue over the summer. Now, what I think would be better to do is have a guy like me patrol, and I walk around, and I walk up behind one of these lowlifes, and
yes.
I'll grab the waistband of the
wedgie.
Underwear, pull it up over his head, and then give him a backhand slap in the head that would he would never forget.
And then get a ticket.
And then get a ticket on the ground. Just throw it on him.
I like
okay,
that.
Okay,
it's
while
a good
he's
idea.
Down.
Let's call... The mayor, actually, I know the mayor of Wildwood listens to the show, so we can talk to him right now.
Well, I would love that. So let's talk to the mayor of Wildwood if he wants to. If he wants me out there,
he's another one of them Italians like us. Huh?
You know, Italians.
Yes.
I want to do that, but I think it's great that they're banning sagging, and I'd love to see a ton of tickets with all these white ass. I also think they should ban crooked baseball caps.
Yeah,
and
definitely
you know
crooked
what I mean?
Baseball
and,
caps
and
with a flat bill on them and that sticker. What the hell is that all about underneath it?
Holographic sticker to show you it's an official effing hat.
Oh,
right?
That it costs $75
yeah,
and
you
worth,
make,
is worth dying
you make
$8 over?
An hour and you wear a $75 hat and $400 sneakers. Okay?
Yeah, that's smart. Okay.
What a bunch of bullshit.
Welcome to New Jersey.
You know?
That's
and,
the style.
And for our younger crew here, even if you're not the most educated person, why don't you lay off the facial tattoos too?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And the piercings.
Yeah, I mean, lay them off.
Eyelids.
Listen, my father didn't hug me either, but I don't have 92 piercings in my face. Okay? Seriously. All right? Let's just suck it up.
Was there a father in our generation that hugged this kid?
No. The only time I got embraced was when he holding me to punch me.
Right, exactly. Right.
So I wouldn't squirm away.
So he wouldn't squirm while he's slapping the crap out of you. Yeah, okay.
You know,
thanks, Dad.
You know, there's something I wanted to talk about. You know, I'm in my 50s. Sandy's in his 50s. Glenn is skinny, so he's in his 60s. But he's probably only in his late 40s or early 50s. But I got to mess with him a little bit. Glenn, you have kids. What do you have, three kids?
Two kids.
Two daughters? Or son and a daughter?
26-year-old son, 24-year-old daughter.
Okay, so we're talking now about this zero tolerance shit with guns, where if you just point your finger, you get suspended. If you say the word, you get suspended.
Totally ridiculous.
One of our instructors here, Carla, she's a school teacher, and the kids had a New Jersey Cops magazine, and the back had the picture of a gun, and she saw it and freaked out, and the teachers ate or whatever, didn't know, like, she could get suspended for that, because you can't even have a picture of a gun in the school. But I just...
That's dangerous.
I went, you know, there's a great book that Alex Less told me about, and if you ever want to read it, it's called Boys Adrift.
Yeah, great. And, I actually know the author.
You know, do you? And it's, you know, how kids are out of touch with reality today because of TV and video games and movies and shit. But if we all know that if you keep guns out, verboten with kids, they're going to find a way.
Right.
Because it's in their personality.
It's natural for us. It's just part of our genetic makeup to do this.
And, you know, these are we're experiencing these out of touch and really like psychotic policies with these gun Nazis now, with arresting kids and suspending them and everything.
Psychotic is a very good word because
I said a good word.
It is. Yes.
Thank you.
Because it is totally out of touch with reality, which is the definition of psychosis.
Like me.
Well, yeah. You're medicated for that.
And this one.
You did psychologist, take your pills this morning, didn't
you? Excuse me. One psychologist who must be smart because he's Asian said having a group of children playing cops and robbers or cowboys and Indians.
I can't believe you said that.
What?
I get the mail. I'm the one who gets the mail. I have to open the mail with the white powder in it. Why do I have to put on a Tyvek suit every single week to open the mail?
Let me ask you a question. How many Asians you see working in fast food restaurants?
Not very many.
When's the last Asian you saw in the back of a garbage truck?
All right, you get a point.
Okay. So, am I right? And if there's five people in a room and there's a math problem on Jeopardy, everybody looks at the Asian. Okay?
Okay.
Am I right or wrong?
So
somebody call HR.
If you haven't been offended yet, just hang on a ways.
So this psychologist, P.F. Chang or whatever his name is, he says having a group of children playing cops or robbers or cowboys and Indians is a normal part of growing up.
Yes.
And by preventing children from playing with such devices, it's a dangerous slippery slope.
I'm sorry.
Always food.
I'm very sorry. It's always food around here. You know that. Go ahead. Sorry.
What?
Just go.
So, Glenn, did you let your kids play cowboys and robbers when they were kids?
Yes.
And
my son played violent video games too, but he hasn't killed anybody.
Wait a minute. He's a sleeper.
Wait a minute. You didn't leave him in the basement 24 hours a day to play.
No.
There was a mix of other shit that went on, right?
Okay. Baseball, basketball, football.
All right. But see, so many parents use the kids as babysitters that they just throw the kid down and the kids lose touch with reality.
Sure.
So this zero tolerance is going to backfire, ladies and gentlemen.
But it's working, Ed. It's working to, you know, we have to understand what it's really all about. If you take a look at the news article that was there, one of the best quotes was from that principal who said, if I, to paraphrase what he said, if I continue to make this an issue and berate this child for playing with a toy gun, when he grows up, he'll never want to touch a real one.
So wrong. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
So wrong. One of our guys, Sammy, was here last night with his 9-year-old daughter, or excuse me, 11-year-old daughter in the range shooting. There's a girl. When all the kids come out, I question them if they know the NRA 3 safety rules. I give them a little gift if they do. If they don't know it, I slap their father in the back of the head. So, you know, same as my grandfather would have done. But, you know, you have to let them play. Listen, they've done studies where if you leave 10 kids in a room, a pencil or a stick becomes a gun.
Sure.
And some guys play the good guys and some play the bad guys, and then after lunch you switch back the other way. It's just normal to play cowboys and Indians, even though it's politically incorrect now, or cops and robbers, even though today the robbers have better benefits than the cops.
That's very true.
But we all
free Obama
phones. And what about
phones?
Playing army? But we want our kids at 18 years old to go to war and die for our stupid causes overseas,
Yep.
right? But they're not allowed allowed to play with guns when they're kids, with cap guns and water pistols. We have zero tolerance. So we're not going to put a gun in their hand. We let them play violent video games, watch violent TV, and then when they're 18 years old, we ship them 10,000 miles away from home to go die for their country with a gun in their hand.
Which is why the NRA was started, Mr. Future Board of Directors.
Eddie Eagle.
Member, and I learned that from you.
Thank you.
That was started by a general in New York City.
Two Civil War generals after the Civil War got together and said, let's start the NRA in 1871.
Because they got tired of watching city folk who couldn't shoot.
August, I staked my campaign and announced it formally for the NRA board due from the overwhelming support from everybody I got, even P.F. Chang.
Yeah. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Dianne Feinstein.
She's still alive.
Yeah, she is.
I think she dated Lautenberg in the 1800s.
I think she did. She was one of the secret ones.
This segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic.
Dr. Eric.
WaldorfChiro.com. C-H-I-R-O.com. Dr. Eric comes here every Friday to shoot with his lovely wife or some of his patients or his co-workers and his friends. Here's what we talk about. You know, he introduces at least 3 people a month to the shooting sports.
He's great.
That's a passion.
He really is.
Okay?
Yeah.
That he brings new people up.
Yep.
His practice is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you live within 30 miles, you should have Dr. Eric be your chiropractor. If you don't, you should be telling other people about it. Because here he is, 2 sons. He's constantly perpetuating the sport and the cause. And I told you, whenever we're having an event or something up here, 2 minutes later after we announce it, there's an email from him. What do you need me to do?
Yeah.
Do you need me to buy something, pick something up, bring it up, come and help, bring friends? You need guns, you need this, you need that. Those people like that are few and far between. They're not like the FUDs at the trap range that refuse to sign their name.
That's right.
But then they'll bitch when their shit gets taken away.
Right.
So Waldorf Chiropractic, he has a Facebook page. He also has his own book. If you go in and mention Gun for Hire Radio, he will hook you up. Okay,
he's an excellent doctor.
Just as Gary Smith and his family, he took care of them all, and he's gotten a lot of other patients, which I'd like to thank you all for.
He's also got a massage therapist there too.
Yes, a real massage therapist, certified, which is really, really good. He is the man. Let me tell you something. Now let's talk about some scum of the earth. Okay, how about in New York? Oh, excuse me. How about in New Jersey? We had a New Jersey judge. Oh, did you hear about this?
Unbelievable.
State Superior Court Judge Carlia Brady. Carlia Brady. She was arrested Tuesday in Woodbridge, real close to Dr. Eric, right?
Yep.
This scum, she's 41 years old. She's been on the bench only since April. She was, of course, a lawyer before that. her boyfriend is an armed robber, and after he robbed a store, she hit him in her house. And when the police came, she lied to the police. So she got arrested for harboring a suspect and lying.
And
for him.
She is a superior court judge.
A superior court judge.
So she's the one who decides whether you can or cannot get a right to carry permit.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Now I know why there's only 1,900 out of 9 million
Correct.
People.
Did you see that new thing they put up there?
What is the new thing?
Right there.
Nice.
Thing.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Look, that's amazing. It's a noisy thing.
They duck by here again.
They, yes. Quiet, Glenn. They, Glenn's very talkative.
Very talkative today.
I'll tell you what. You look at this.
He can't believe what he's
seeing. She was suspended without pay, and it's pending an advisory committee on judicial conduct.
You mean they're not paying her? This is a first.
Could you imagine?
Wow, in New Jersey? Are you sure?
Did you know, while we're talking
about... She's still eligible for benefits, though.
Of course. While we're talking about scum, do you know a shitload of Democratic congressmen and senators right now are bitching that they're going to fall under Obamacare?
Oh.
They don't think they should be subjected to Obamacare.
I don't think we should be subjected to
Obamacare. But the subject should be subjected
absolutely.
To it, right?
Yes, like we always say, good enough for thee, but not for me.
Guess what? This is really, really, really pissing me off. All right? It is really, really pissing me off. And what are we going to do about it?
There's nothing we can do about
we're
it.
We're done.
We're done.
That's why, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Lonergan was here. On October 1st, Obamacare is enacted of this year.
Right.
On October 16th, there's a special election in New Jersey that Governor Hindenburg rigged, okay, so that it doesn't steal from his vote come November. Well, here's the deal. If Cory Booker gets elected on October 17th, he's going to be sworn in, and he'll be there perpetuating Obamacare.
Of course he will.
If Steve Lonergan gets voted in, he's going to be a thorn in the current administration's side. That's why we need to wake people up. Okay?
Also, this coming Wednesday, it's not really being publicized by any of the major news outlets, but 70 congressmen in Washington have said absolutely no. You're not going to pass this immigration bill, and they're stopping it, and they're doing whatever they can.
Correct.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you what to do with your Wednesday, but if you're anywhere near the D.C. area, I would show up, absolutely, and support these guys because they're putting their entire careers out on the line.
Well, that's because the Dems want to make 11 million illegal aliens voters.
Yep. This is Cloward and Piven. We talk about this all the time. And for you folks who don't know what we're talking about, at least Google Cloward and Piven. Read it and then talk to your friends about it. The time has come for us to talk to politicians and expect that they're going to turn anything around. We need to start talking to one another and start getting everyone involved and educated. Get them turned on to the show. This is about the only place I know of you're going to hear true gun stories.
Our president, who is the future U.N. Secretary General,
I am telling you,
he is going to sign the U.N. Small Arms Treaty during Senate recess.
Yeah, absolutely.
The immigration bill is going to pass.
Absolutely.
Obamacare care is going to be enacted.
We're
grand plan of socialism is upon us.
Absolutely.
Okay?
The
other thing that pisses me off is we're broke, sequester. I went to teach in Picatinny Arsenal 2 days this week. They're working 4 days a week. These are people that served 20, 30 years in the military. Now they have jobs. They're making $50,000, $60,000 a year, engineers, mechanical engineers, and their pay got cut 20%. Our president's going to Africa on a safari. Okay? He's going on a safari.
He's going back home?
Okay, he's going to Tanzania.
And,
no, he's from Kenya. He's going on an African safari with his whole family. The trip is estimated cost is $100 million.
Okay? Unbelievable.
Seriously. $100 million trip.
He's going on a safari, which means he's going to try to shoot wild
game? No, a photographic safari.
Oh, I was going to say.
Okay? They might let the Hillary beast out, though. Okay? And hunt. Biden boob. Use a shotgun. Good idea,
shoot
Joe.
Door. Shoot.
Boom. Joe, do me a favor. Be a good guy and go over there and milk that camel.
Yes.
You know?
So
$100 million 2-week vacation.
Very good.
Okay. And of course, Jay Carney and all the puppets for Obama are saying it's going to be a productive trip because trip like this can win over these African countries. They're constantly killing each other. What do we need them for?
Why do we need to win over African countries? Mm. Why do we need to win over any countries? The problem we have started back way before World War One, when that piece of garbage, Woodrow Wilson, decided that we need to be the policemen of the world.
Push the UN in the East River.
Absolutely. We shouldn't even belong to the UN, but that's a topic for an entire...
I can't find my blue helmet.
I see that.
We've been looking for the blue helmet.
Why do you have a cigar that is the length of a baseball bat?
Because the doctor told me I wouldn't have any problems if I smoke... 2 cigars or less a day. So I found these cigars.
The longest possible cigar.
That are about 10 inches long.
That is as big as your forearm.
2 a day, baby.
2 a day. Okay.
That's what he said.
All right, moving
on. Glenn, what were you saying before about the United Nations?
Push them into the East River.
Yeah.
I concur.
We concur. We should push them in the East River. Well, I'll tell you what. $100 million vacation to Africa. Why not get the U.S. citizens to pay for it, baby?
Sure.
What a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Wheezy, we're moving on up.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's just unbelievable, but there's no money we can cut.
What did it cost for his oldest daughter to go up and shop in Soho last week?
That
had to be interesting.
Probably $500,000.
Oh, sure. Just in Secret Service alone.
You know, did you guys notice that with all of these leaks and all of this snooping, the NSA, did you see the one thing that was off limits for the NSA snooping?
The mosques.
Mosques.
Yeah.
When the hell are the American people, red, white, and blue American people, going to wake the hell up?
We have to do it.
Why are mosques exempt? 97% of the terrorism is committed by jihadi Muslims.
Dude, did you hear the
Muslim Brotherhood loving president has exempted mosques?
Did you hear the testimony by the director of the FBI? It was unbelievable. He's being badgered by Louis Gohmert from Texas, and Louis is saying to him, why don't you know? This guy had no idea what was going on in Boston, and he accuses Gohmert now of making up facts. So Gohmert climbs all over to him and he says, if you're going to accuse me of being a liar, tell me exactly where my facts are wrong. He said, we were at that mosque before. We did an outreach to those people before the bombing in Boston. It was part of their community service program. They did an outreach, the FBI, but then they had to sanitize it. Thank you, CARE.
Yeah.
They had to sanitize it. So no one really knew that they should go back and question these people who were from the same mosque.
We're so dumb.
Oh, God.
We're our own worst enemies, and we're doomed,
yes,
really.
We
really are friggin' doomed. When we come back, I want to talk about some NJ2AS stuff, and I want to talk about Sweeney's scummy move.
Sweeney?
Sweeney's scummy move.
Scummy Sweeney?
Watch this, ladies and gentlemen.
They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Imagine how loud those words will be when those same politicians who ridicule us and laugh behind our backs look out and see tens of thousands of patriots united in mind and spirit and determination. Well, thanks to New York artist Matt Danches, that amazing inspirational design is now something you can wear, along with tens of thousands of others just like us, who are willing to stand and be counted among those who are unashamed to be unafraid. When you wear your I Will Not Comply t-shirt at the range, neighborhood barbecue, to your kid's ball game, or to a friendly neighborhood gun buyback program, you're saying volumes without even uttering a word. You're saying that you're not just going to sit down and shut up. You're going to speak out for your civil rights.
Make no mistake about it, we're in a fight for our very lives against a powerful, well-organized, well-funded, dark and evil force. Victory must be won, one mind, one heart, one soul, one conversation at a time. The gun banners and freedom grabbers are counting on you to do nothing. Let them know they counted wrong. Won't you please help us in our fight for freedom by buying a t-shirt for yourself and maybe another one for someone you know? You can get yours at the Gun for Hire Radio Studios located right here at the beautiful Woodland Park Range, home of the Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, or at any NJ2AS meeting or event. And the proceeds from every sale go to benefit our fight for liberty right here in the not-so-green Garden State. The shirts are available in sizes small all the way up to 5X Fat Bastard. There's even ladies' sizes, too. Won't you please help us in our fight for freedom by buying a t-shirt for yourself and maybe another one for someone you know? Hell, buy one and send it to your mayor, especially if he's one of Bloomberg's crew. Now that ought to send a message.
We have I Will Not Comply and My Governor Can Eat Your Governor t-shirts in Fat Bastard size now.
Yes, we do.
We have from Girls Small. If you're a 3 or 4X, you should try one of our Girls Small belly shirts, okay? Nothing more attractive. You know what? And while we're talking about nothing more attractive, you guys, it's summertime now. Listen, I have a little hint for you. Shorts are either shorts or they're not shorts. If they're not shorts, they're capris, okay? Seriously. If you're going to wear shorts that go a foot past your knee, they're not shorts.
If you weren't offended yet, just
okay?
Hang on.
Seriously. We'll if get you're going to wear shorts like that, I recommend that you tie your t-shirt in a knot in front of your belly button. Okay.
Don't give any ideas.
All right, and walk around like that.
Clam diggers.
Clam diggers.
Right.
You just
right.
dated
we
yourself.
We just dated ourselves there.
Okay.
We
all I never heard that word before. I got to Google it.
There's half of the audience just went, what?
I want to say that this segment, let's get serious, gentlemen. This segment is sponsored by the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.
Cheaper than a back
okay,
waxing.
Cheaper than a back waxing. $35 a year. We get emails every week, people from out of state, people in state. Glenn's opening his wallet to show us his membership card. Let's see.
There it is. Yeah,
he's only got the $35 card. Okay. All right. That's cheap. All right. All right. At least you joined. So the NJ2AS is pleased to announce that our friends at the Firearms Policy Coalition are sponsoring a call to action here in the Garden State and nationwide. Please visit stopnjguncontrol.org to send a letter to Governor Krispy Kreme urging him to veto any anti-Second Amendment legislation. For every letter to the governor that is sent through the Firearms Policy Coalition website, you will be entered into Stop the Gun Control Madness contest. The winner will pick up one of three firearms, either a Carr PM9 or an holster, a SIG M4-100, AR-15 rifle with an aim point, or a Benelli
Ooh,
Super Black Eagle 2 shotgun.
I want one of those, too.
Okay, it's open to residents of all 50 states. Also, the NJS June monthly meeting will be held June 19th at 7:30 p.m. at the Avalon Golf Club in Cape May County in Cape May, New Jersey. At 7:30 p.m. June 19th,
nice
we will be doing Gun for Hire will be the Utah Carry Permit class.
Yeah, just before that.
Four
right?
hours earlier of the nice. Class. So if you're interested in coming, go on the Gun for Hire website and check it out. What were you going to say, Glenn?
Nothing.
Well, Glenn, go ahead. You're going to Africa with the president, too?
Wish I could.
You can't. Let me tell you about...
Just a reminder, too, you can get the I Will Not Comply shirts also down at that same event. So if you're in South Jersey and you want to get an I Will Not Comply event and support the Second Amendment here
Charlie's
in New Jersey...
Charlie's going to have him there?
Yes, he will.
All right, listen about Scummy Sweeney. Embarrassed by last week's failure of Senate President Stephen Sweeney's centerpiece gun legislation to pass out of the Assembly Law and Public Safety Committee, Democrats have brazenly rigged the system by moving the legislation to a completely different committee where they can control the outcome and ensure the bill's passage, okay?
You're surprised at this.
Firearm legislation is going to be voted on again by the Budget Committee. okay? This is a stunning display of disregard from the rule of law. Let's try to
stack it as best as we can.
Okay? Listen to me.
Oh, God.
What?
That's terrible.
Come on, man. Can you believe this? First of all, they're caught on tape not properly following parliamentary procedure and leaving a bill dangling.
Right.
All right, Maynard. Hibba, hibba, hubba, 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 hubba. He didn't know what to do. He's all nervous
Mr. Knockout
shit.
Kings, yeah.
You know, I'm following him on Twitter right now. He says, the way my desk looks is similar to what's going on in my mind. And he put a picture. His desk is an effing mess. Okay, he's got New York Post, Yankee magazines mixed in with legislation and shit. Like, you know, you're talking.
Dude, this is a guy who has three. He's a triple dipper.
Unbelievable.
He's got three government jobs.
So we talked about this, and Glenn, we talked about with social media,
yep,
how we're on their tails now. The problem is we can't get enough people to wake up, all right?
Right.
But here we go. Disregard. They couldn't get the vote. They left it. They broke the law. And now they're going to have the budget committee right, vote on firearms legislation.
This is why we're telling you, okay, guys, get people to listen to the show, get them involved, take them shooting. This is no longer about, we have to stop making this about a gun thing. This is a civil rights issue. We are having our civil rights stripped away from us. This is not about guns. It's about our civil rights, our right to protect our lives, to protect our family, and to be able to exercise it and not feel like a freaking criminal.
You know, Scott Bach writes, the upcoming vote is proof positive that the game is completely rigged in Trenton. If a vote doesn't go well in one committee,
yep,
the majority feels at liberty to stop the vote in progress, pretend it never happened, and proceed with a do-over in a different committee. Just keep moving the bill around until you get the votes for it. Why do we have people in certain committees and committee
right,
chairs? And aren't you supposed
right,
to be in committees that, like, Maynard's in that committee because he should be in the dumbass committee, but he's in that committee because
that
he's a police officer.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, that's why he's in the law
right,
committee. Come
right,
on, man.
Law and public safety. So, you know, so is Dave Reibel. But Dave Reibel doesn't say anything. Now, Dave Reibel's my assemblyman, and he doesn't say a damn thing either. So, Dave Reibel, I ain't supporting your campaign. I didn't do it last time. Not doing it now.
And all of you people that have been blind copying me and copying me on the emails you're sending to our esteemed elected, you know, public masters, I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I'm getting a ton of them that people are yep, sending in that they're disgusted by our elected officials. This one's from Jeff Urbach. He wrote that, you know, the bill that was a violation of Assembly Rule 1213, no motions during roll call. It was a violation of 10-6, which is to adopt rules. It was a violation of 1022. It is therefore a violation of New Jersey Assembly rules to consider this bill for either the third or final action by any committee, including the Budget Committee. All right. Our politicians, they don't give a shit.
No, they don't care.
They don't give a shit in the face of us. They just
care.
Shop it around. Oh, we got like 5,000 emails of people telling us what we're doing illegal. F them. Pass the lobster.
Right.
Basically,
right,
that's what's going on
right,
down there.
Right.
F them.
You
pass
want drawn
the lobster.
Butter on that?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
That's what's going
lobster,
on in our state,
yes,
and many other states. And people are not fed up enough about it. And that's what pisses me off, that we allow them to just rape us like this day after day. They talk about raising taxes. You see the trick with Christie? He threw it in the garbage. He said if he gets this tax bill, what they wanted to do is they wanted to hold property taxes at the 2%, the budgets, the towns, but they wanted to decrease rebates for certain things. And he was like, come on, it's smoke and mirrors. He says if the Democrats in New Jersey put that on his desk, he's going to throw it in the trash. So see, certain things I like him about. You know,
yeah,
fiscally, I like him.
I don't either. I don't like him. I don't like him at all because he, you know, we've talked about this. This is a guy who is a progressive. He's a big government progressive. He's showing
parties.
His stripes. Absolutely.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be. There are progressives in both the Republican and the Democrat Party. The progressivism is a freaking cancer that is eating away at this country's core. It has been since Woodrow Wilson adopted this. This is not a socialistic society.
That's why we need Steve Lonigan.
We need
to send
the
message. You know, a state
yes,
senator got elected in Connecticut right outside Newtown. First time in 40 years a Republican, and he's pro-gun.
Really?
Okay. Why? Because the people are pissed. Now, I've had people tell me in the 2A community they don't think Lonergan can do it because Booker has the legs. Well, if there's enough people pissed off right. about Obamacare,
right.
there's enough people pissed off about gun control, high taxes, this immigration bill. Don't forget, if Cory Booker's elected, he's going to be right there supporting this immigration bill.
Of course
bill.
He will.
Okay?
Of
Lonergan's
will.
Not. Lonergan's with me. He's like, build a wall. And have the immigrants yes, build a wall yes. with them on the other side of it.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly.
Now, that's smart.
Yes. Right.
Good job. Mucho trabajo. Tú eres muy inteligente. Gracias, gracias. Cha-ching. You right. close the door. Now they're on the other side. And when you close the door, you crush the Mexican president's fingers in it.
Yeah, you could do that.
That would make me
The
smile.
Problem is, see, you can't just wander into Mexico either. Just
Hell
try to come,
no.
from come from South America, Central
no.
America, try
no.
to wander into Mexico
no, only
and
our
see
country.
What happens. Only our country.
Yeah.
Because it's fine to
yeah,
do that.
Only our country. Now, our country, they're taking our guns away. They're going to start a new gun control agenda this week coming up. They're taking our guns away, and we're giving the rebels in
Syria
yeah. guns so. To fight tyranny of their own government, because that could never happen
right,
here.
Right.
You hubris sons of bitches that don't listen to the show. Let your friends listen to this show, this one show this week. We're arming the rebels
we're
to fight tyranny
yes, to
from
fight
a
the
government.
Freaking Russians and the
okay?
Chinese,
so
who happen in this case to be on the right side.
Correct.
It's we're always upside down
yep.
in this damn country.
Yep.
When things get real rough and push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And since you just listened to that ad, on June 26th, which is a Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Woodland Park Range, we're going to be doing a civilian mace class. Very economical. Guys and girls are welcome. Age 16 to 96 are welcome.
Since you can't carry
10.
In New Jersey.
And I think it's Corey Vaughn is getting maced that night. He's been busting me on Twitter
oh.
and texting me and everything, calling me out on it because I said it. But come on, Corey, suck it up. I'll tell you what. I'll spray it on a cheese and chili dog, and I'll spray it in your eyes. And we'll see who has a better time. Okay. Sounds like a fair deal.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
Listen, guys, get out safe. Frank DeMayo, survivalequipmentnj.com. Get Out Safe NJ on his Facebook page. He's got this massive gun for hire special. It's a one-person, three-day bug-out bag, which includes a ton. The list is a half a mile
I know.
Long.
I looked at this list. It's
okay.
unbelievable. And it fits in a knapsack
you know what
or
he wrote?
Backpack, right?
He wrote that if you can think of any other items I should add to the bag, let me know. Okay? I mean, this is what he's saying, you know?
Yeah.
Like, whatever you want. But at this time, he would like you guys, anybody that goes into the store and says, I'm here to register for the Gun for Hire giveaway.
You have to say you're
okay?
from Gun for Hire Radio.
Okay? From Gun for Hire Radio, he will let you fill out a slip of paper, and at the end of the month, he's going to have a drawing. He's going to give away this $500 bag, or $499. It's a large backpack, 3-day supply of food, not for me, but for an average person.
Yeah, for
three
us.
3-day supply
imagine
of water.
Imagine you and me to be a snack.
Okay? I mean, radiation pills, first aid, poncho. It's a 3-day bug out bag. I'm sorry, guys. It has three ponchos. It's for three people.
Three people.
I mean, it's the shit in here. And get out safe, NJ. He's in Whippany, New Jersey
this
on
should,
Route
this
10.
This is the thing that should be either in your closet or in your car ready to go.
You know, you should really, really go in and see him and just say, I'm here from Gun for Hire.
Please, we're okay? asking you, Gun please go Radio. Out and support our sponsors who are making the show possible.
And he was telling us that half the customers that come in say they're tired of buying stuff from the internet because it's either crap yeah. or it's wrong or it's from
exactly.
China.
And you can't send it. Right.
Listen, 5 more superstorms are due this year.
Yep.
Okay. If you don't have, I had people in a class last night. I did a refuse to be a victim class. 5 people in a class. Who has a generator? Nobody.
Come on, man.
Seriously. Yeah, Glenn just raised his hand. We have 5 more superstorms coming. Get a generator. Go see Frank. Put a bag in each car. Keep a bag at work.
Right.
Have Frank Absolutely. Advise you on what you need for home. He has those 5
he
gallons.
He hooked us up. Yep, we got the bags in the car.
Correct.
We've got the bag we carry. And we're not paranoid schizophrenics here.
Well, I have an M4 and 10,000 rounds of ammo, so I'm pretty much good.
I mean, you
could do it that way, too. But Frank has those 5-gallon buckets, the square tan ones that have the Western food in them.
Yeah.
They have everything in there.
Yeah,
all you need
yeah.
is that and a water bob or one of his 55-gallon drums for water. Listen, you could go a month without
food.
Dude,
and when the thing is empty, he's even got the little potty seat that fits on top of the 5-gallon can.
How
so
cool is that?
You can get rid of all that food that you just ate.
How cool is that?
Very nice.
Seriously.
No, it's really, it's,
so get out
it's
safe,
amazing.
NJ. Tell him
Outdoor
Gun for
showers
Hire Radio.
Into the hot shower.
Yeah, I mean, just go and buy a couple of blocks of food from him.
Dude,
get the little survival
shit is going to hit the fan. We are going to war with Syria. We have wide open borders. You don't think this stuff is going to happen? Forget the war. Weather.
And Russia ain't happy right
Russia's
now
not happy.
Either.
And yes, Russia is backing the other side. This is a de facto war with communism.
You know, so I want you guys to stop and see him. Tell him Gun for Hire Radio sent you. You will be entered in the contest to win that 3-day bug out bag. Wait till you see all the stuff he's got in his store. You're going to freak out. So now, without further ado, I got a little bit of learning to discuss with you here. We have a really hardcore Gun for Hire listener who lives in Jersey City. His name is Howard Malvey. And he just sent me an email and he sent me a picture. Some clown just tried to break into my apartment. Heard the racket, went to the kitchen with my .45 in my hand, cocked and locked. Dude was trying to climb in when I asked him what the F he was doing. His eyes got big as platters. He dropped and ran. I tried cutting him off, but I practically hurdled the back fence. Gave it some thought and came to 2 conclusions. 1, calling the cops would be a waste of time since he ran off. You see how we live now? Because we know the cops and the judicial system can't do shit.
Right.
But if he did something, he'd go to fucking prison in a half a second.
Right.
But the shitbag, they know. They're so empowered today.
Right.
They
right.
know. And then 2, I should have let him get in, then dealt with him, all right? You know, because
we'll
when he was
that.
In the house. But you know what, Victor? Listen, I agree, you know, justice is served right away. It's a good thing, but you really did the best thing.
Yeah.
You scared the shit out of him, and he ran, and you're okay, and your family's okay. You know, if you shot him in the house, this is Jersey City, this is New Jersey. Listen, would you be innocent? Yes, but is it going to cost you money and time? Yes, they would take your guns because of crime scene and everything. So you did the right thing. Okay. 1, when he ran, you don't give chase. As soon as he ducked back out of the window, leave it alone. See, I say that, but we never know how we're going to act in the heat of the moment. All right. But he doesn't have an alarm right now. He had an alarm and it went down because, you know, money's tight right now. He's been looking for a job. But I'm going to tell you something right now, Victor. I saw the picture and he had double hung windows. It doesn't cost anything to drill a couple of holes through the double-hung windows on an angle and drop like 16 penny nails in.
Right.
It costs literally $1.50 to go to Radio Shack and buy a couple alarm stickers and put them on the exterior windows around your house.
And we're
going to
be having the Gun for Hire Radio stickers, too, that say that, you know, break into a house and I'll blow your ass off.
Exactly.
I forget exactly what the artist said. It was similar to that.
He would not have opened that window if he saw an alarm sticker.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And how did he manage to get the window open, Harold? How did he manage to get the window open, right? We got to think about that,
too. Good
point. Was it locked? Did he rig the lock, or was it just sitting there unlocked and open? So there's a lot of things that we can do, too. But, Harold, I want to tell you, as a Gun for Hire Radio supporter and a guy who's been around me a long time, I'm glad that you're all right, but you did the right thing. And this is the things now. Summertime comes. The junkies are out. Everybody's out. People are out of work. Unemployment is high. Our president's taking elephant rides in the fucking Congo while we're all here starving and shit, okay? Eric Holder's plotting his next illegal thing. And meanwhile, us law-abiding citizens are in the effing trenches trying to do the best that we can. Your house should be well lit. Your windows and doors should be locked at all time. Any expensive stuff that you have should be out of sight from people looking in the windows,
yes.
Okay? Who knows why he picked your house? Maybe he was in your house before. Maybe he's from the local area, you know, because it's dangerous to go yard to yard if you don't know people. It's a good way to get killed.
Right.
You know, stepping into somebody else's yard. But you guys got to think about it with use of force and deadly force. You know, he's thinking, I would love to have him in the house and get medieval on him. But what if you were charged with excessive force?
Right. Exactly right.
So your doors need to be locked. Your windows need to be locked. You need alarm stickers. Listen, you can buy on Amazon.com. You can buy on Radio Shack signs that say closed circuit TV is in use, 24-hour monitoring. The amateurs are not going to know if you really have cameras or not. They'll rob your neighbor for literally less than $5. You can make your house more like a fortress, okay? If you can't afford the alarm system now, you can afford the portrayal that you have an alarm system. Make sure the hedges are trimmed. Make sure the house is well lit. Again, if you buy a 60-inch TV, I had got a chuckle in my class last night, that one of the kids in the class said when he buys expensive stuff, he puts the garbage in front of his neighbor's house. Now, that's great.
Only in Jersey would somebody think of that.
If I didn't like my neighbor, that's great. I would just put you. I get stuff from like Fort Knox delivery and shit. You know, gold bullion, stencil it on a box. It was delivered bullion to go or something like that.
One of those gold selling companies. That'd be great.
But I will commend him. He ran to that back window, and his gun was accessible somewhere.
Yes, right.
Because he had it in his hand, and it was cocked and locked. All right.
But talk about the fact that he chased. It sounds to me from his email like he chased the guy out of the house.
Well, no. When he came into the back room, the guy ducked out of the window. So then he ran out the back door, and he chased the guy as the guy leapt over the fence. He couldn't leap over the fence, so he ran into the fence.
How do you feel about that? I mean, exposing himself. Here he is in the safety of his own home, right?
The gentleman in Texas last week.
Yes. What happened? Tell us.
Guy, what are you calling it? Somebody was robbing his neighbor's house. He went out, cop shot him.
Yeah, exactly. We reported on that. It was right in Fort Worth.
Now, what if Victor ran outside and two other thugs were in the yard?
Exactly right. Yes, that was my fault.
Well, the police see a man with a gun.
Correct, but it's easy to say that in the heat of the moment, though.
Exactly.
Afterwards, you're going, I should have, could have, and would have.
Oh, of course.
Okay?
Of course.
Because I want to grab him, you know. Like, while he's jumping over the fence, I want to grab a handful of hair and have it with scalp attached to it when he goes over the fence, you know. Like, that's the shit I'm thinking, you know. Or grab his belt, and his belt gets caught on the spike of the fence, and he's dangling there or something. Like, wouldn't that be cool?
Because I'd love to see you hop that fence.
I'm not hopping that fucking fence. I'm going right through the fence. Victor's, Harold said he bounced off the fence. I'd have bounced right through that fence. Okay, so you should not pursue. Stay in your home. Plus, I don't know, Harold, was anybody else in the house with him? What if another bad guy ran into the house?
Right, exactly. Sure.
Okay.
Now he's hiding in the back.
Correct. There's so many things that we have to think about in a situation like this.
Yeah.
Stay in the sanctity
of your own
home.
That you don't think about. Because all the adrenaline, you've said it a thousand times. Your adrenaline is all popped up. You're focused in on the moment, what's happening over there, what's going on. And you don't think correctly.
Think about this. He was very lucky that he heard him.
Yeah.
What if he was in the bathroom or something? You know, you think about the nerve and the desperation and the balls of people to violate the sanctity of somebody's home.
Right.
You know, and by
while
not,
they
you know
their home.
You know what I mean? Like, oh my God. But what's really disheartening is, and our politicians, you know, all that are doing all this finagling, they should read this shit that people don't even want to call the cops.
No. We could because we
they know
nothing's
going to
look at what's
happen.
Happening in Camden, New Jersey, the murder capital of the United States. How do they respond to that? They get rid of the freaking police department.
It's horrible.
And you're supposed to be a citizen taxpayer paying for services in Camden, and now you you take the police chief and make him the county police chief or whatever the hell they did down there? It's ridiculous. Yet, at the same time, they're stripping us of our right to self-protect.
It's horrible, isn't it?
But you hit it right on the nose. All these FUDs, we got to go from trap range to trap range to trap range, and we've got to educate them. No one else is going to do it.
Did you know if I get elected to the NRA board, I'll bring the average age down to double digits? Yeah. I did the math of the 75 board of directors. We'll be at 97 would be the average age.
Oh, God. So what's going on at Gun for Hire Academy?
Dude, there's 1,000 classes from now until the end of June. July and August, we're going to do a little bit of a reset.
Nice.
And then September, we're rolling out all new classes, a whole new structure of classes that you are not going to believe. The range has been doing great. We're not packed like people think. We have 19 ports. We're open summer hours. We're open 80 hours a week. We have plenty of parking. Glenn, how were the chili dogs today?
Delicious.
Okay, Glenn had some chili dogs. We sat in there. We hanged out before the show. It's just turned into such a family place.
It is a great place.
And I'm so proud of it and so happy of all the Gun for Hire followers. So come on out, sign up for a class, or just come down and shoot, or just come down and hang out and have a bite to eat. I tend to be in a cafe once in a while.
What are the odds?
Once in a
Nice.
Whoa.
Nice.
Some fat bastard just came in who's a 5Xer and just flashed us his belly.
It's a zoo here. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my giant cigar-smoking co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, and all the folks outside flashing us, we do thank you for listening. Please, guys, go out, get people involved, get those FUDs involved, as Anthony says. We love you guys. See you next week. From sea to ocean, sea.